Ahead of next year's U.S. Census, there's a new tally of two of Massachusetts' biggest immigrant communities. A new report by researchers at San Diego State University, with help from Harvard and UMass Boston, finds there are roughly 64,000 foreign-born Brazilians and a similar number of Dominicans living in Greater Boston. The count makes them, respectively, the second and third largest immigrant groups in the area behind Chinese immigrants. To learn more, we spoke with the demographer Enrico Marcelli, who prepared this new report. Let me ask you, first of all, you estimate in the study that there are roughly the same number of people who have emigrated from Brazil and the Dominican Republic living in the greater Boston area. And while the numbers are similar, there are quite a few differences in these populations, aren't there?
Yes, there are some considerable differences. The most obvious is the proportion of unauthorized migrants in each of these groups. We estimate that there are approximately 71% of the Brazilians who are unauthorized and only about 8% of the Dominicans who are, compared to Mexicans, for example, who are estimated to have about half of their population unauthorized in the United States.
Generally speaking, what brings such large numbers of Brazilians and Dominicans to the Boston area?
It has to do with work, and it has to do with family connections. Those are the two primary reasons, although Dominicans do report coming to study as well, more than Brazilians do.
The study's billed as the first statistically credible estimate of legal and unauthorized Brazilians and Dominicans in Greater Boston. I'm wondering, which counties and communities did you cover?
There are four really areas where Brazilians are concentrated, and two where Dominicans are concentrated. The four for Brazilians include Framingham, Everett, Somerville, and Marlboro. And for Dominicans, it's Salem and Lawrence.
Let me back up a little bit and let's talk about Brazilian immigrants from the point of view of the number here legally and the number here illegally or unauthorized. Your study found that 70% are here unauthorized. Does that percentage seem high to you compared to those living here legally?
Well, it is a high proportion, but I think there's a very clear explanation for it. Dominicans started coming to the United States much earlier than Brazilians have. They were able to establish themselves legally here before we became increasingly concerned with unauthorized migration. That enabled them to sponsor their relatives and others to come legally into the United States, whereas Brazilians didn't have that foot in the door, so to speak, as early.
So does that also mean, do you think, because they've been here longer, that Dominicans are, generally speaking, more comfortable with the process of legalizing themselves?
Well, I don't know about how comfortable they are. All I know is that many more of them are legal, and I think it's because of the historic pattern of these migration flows. But I do want to say that whether or not they're more comfortable with that flow, one thing we do know from our studies is that Dominicans tend to be less happy compared to Brazilians. They tend to earn less than Brazilians, and they tend to be less satisfied on almost every domain of life. This despite they've been here longer and their higher proportion are legal.
Do we know why?
We don't yet. We hope to investigate this in the future, but at the moment, we're really just presenting the first descriptive information that's available.
There's some anecdotal data out there right now to suggest that the migrant population in Massachusetts is shrinking a bit because of the bad economy. Folks can't find jobs, so they head back to their homelands. Do you see that happening?
The only thing we've looked at so far are reported intentions to return back to their home country. And what we see is that while about two-thirds of all Brazilians claim that they will eventually go back, only about half, I believe it is, of the Dominicans say they will.
What's your gut tell you? If a lot of immigrants come here because they're looking for jobs and they're looking for work, is it likely that they'll go home if in an economy like this they can't find jobs, work, money?
Certainly some will. Others will move to other metropolitan areas in the United States, which are faring a little better economically. But as you know, most of the country is not faring very well right now. So it's a question we can't answer at the moment.
Enrico Marcelli, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Enrico Marcelli teaches at San Diego State University in the Department of Sociology and Center for Behavioral and Community Health Studies. Previously, he taught economics at UMass Boston and was a fellow at Harvard School of Public Health. Marcelli's report was prepared for the Boston Brazilian Immigrant Center and the Dominican Development Center.